Anyways, Elon Musk is now banning people who are impersonating him. So, like, people, you have to explicitly say, like, this is a parody account if you're going to make fun of someone, which is funny because that was, like, his whole thing against the, like, whatever, free speech. And you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Remember when Neville bought iCarly because the domain went up for sale?
And they'll rue the day.
And they'll rue the day.
Yeah.
And, like, he was just this big, like, loser that didn't have any friends. And
well, he just wanted a kiss. Who could blame him?
Yeah. Do you think that Elon is following
he's
in
just
Neville,
wanting a kiss?
Neville Papperman's footsteps?
Elon Musk just wants a kiss from Hank Green.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, he just wants a kiss from Hank Green, probably.
But at the end of the day, the current is going to keep moving in this river of this thing we call life. The balls are going to keep rolling in this thing we call, this goofy little thing we call life. The kind of sweat is going to keep kind of coming out of.
Oh, speaking of sweat, that reminds me. I've been smelling like a hoagie for the past few days.
Like the sandwich?
Like, yeah, like an Italian, Italian sub, as you would say in non-Philadelphia places. You know why?
Stomach is growling.
You know why?
Why?
Because my deodorant that I've been applying 14 times a day for the past few days, it's new. It had the cap, like the clear cap on it.
Oh, so nothing was actually...
Nothing. I was touching... It was skin to cap contact.
You know what's not going to work for that? The placebo effect.
Yeah. No. You can't placebo that,
Pits
are not prone to the placebo effect.
No, they will go. They will move forward with smelling like roadkill.
I am... That being said, I am the most susceptible person to a placebo effect you could probably find on this planet.
Me too. I think that goes hand in hand with joining a cult.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Wait. You just healed me.
It is incredible how powerful the mind is.
Yeah.
I want to get back to that, but first, a few call outs before we kind of dive into the meat of the episode. I don't know if you're watching the video version, you might be noticing that my sweater looks a little funky. And that's because there's green pieces in it, and I'm not allowed to wear green on the green screen due to the effects of that. But I want you to know that it doesn't look funky in real life. It's actually gorgeous because this is the sweater I was working on last week that I finished. Connor, let's hear
gorgeous.
The sweater. Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
So I'm really loving the way this turned out.
It's stacked like a hoagie.
You think?
Yeah. I'm seeing a pickle. I'm sorry. Did I touch your areola?
Like direct nipple to finger contact. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Go figure. Your nipple is located in the middle of your breast.
Weird how that works out.
We still don't have HR on set, so I'm good there. But I don't know what blue you would put on a sandwich. Maybe
bloobs, blueberries.
Yeah, maybe.
By the way, so good for you.
Yeah. Antioxidants.
I've been on a health side of TikTok. Those are just like nature's pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna realize. Anything with a lot of that pigmentation, great for you.
Yes.
I would suggest jumping on over to, they actually sell at Whole Foods, these like purple potatoes.
Oh, I bet those are so good
for
you.
They taste like potatoes, but they're apparently they're very high in, I'm so bad at the longer words. They're good for you.
High in antioxidants?
Well, antioxidants, yes, but there's like a, it's like a something more like that. Usually when I...
Microdermabrasion, probably.
Yeah, that could be it. Actually, I think that's a procedure you get done.
I want that badly for my skin.
Yeah.
I've had it before. It doesn't do anything.
My mom, is that where they do the needles all over your face?
I think it's like very fine needles that kind of get rid of the first layer of your skin. It can't be what God intended.
It's called a vampire facial, right?
I don't know. I know what you're thinking of where they like make your face look bloody.
My mom got that.
I think that's maybe a different kind of.
My mom got that and me and my sister were super young and we were so scared of her.
Yeah.
Because we had just watched Harry Potter. Not sure how that was.
You weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Oh, we snuck it in.
Ooh,
oh,
damn.
We snuck a Sorcerer's Stone in there when she wasn't.
Good job.
When she wasn't on her A game. I think I got more in trouble for watching Harry Potter when she found out than I did for like drinking.
Really? Yeah. Wow. The only thing I was never allowed to watch was Juno. Because my parents thought I was going to get pregnant. Joke's on them.
Nothing like watching a movie and being like, maybe I should get pregnant. Yeah. A movie about how like, hard it is to be pregnant in high school to be like, wait, I want to do that.
Yeah, I was allowed and encouraged to watch Human Centipede 1 and 2. But Juno?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. That was where they drew the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably because of Michael Cera.
You think? I love him. I would date him in 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time I push, this mic is all over my face and mouth.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is, am I sharing this mic with anybody? Does anybody know? Is this the same, like,
I would
mic condom that's on for, like, a bunch of people?
That's a good question.
Because I'm, like, putting it in my mouth.
Yeah, me too. You're probably sharing with Zach. Because he's on that side. And I'm probably sharing with Waleed.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Because we're set sisters.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, what were we on? What are we on right now? What were we?
We were talking about... Moved on from sweater.
Welcome back.
We were talking about the power of the mind.
Yeah.
Which I do. Like, I think that's going to be a big theme in this episode.
Yeah, me too.
Not ready to get there yet, though.
No.
Because...
I was talking about how your sandwich looks like a sweater.
Sweater. You touched my nipple.
Yep.
And...
Now?
Oh, yeah. That's it for my sweater.
Oh.
Just know that it is probably looking more gorgeous in real life. I wish you could all see it, but... I'm not going to show you the back because I don't know what the back of my hair looks like today, and it's none of my business, including my business or your business or anyone's business.
I'm not. Yeah. I won't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Private.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were arguing about something before we started filming
Well, I think we just, welcome everybody back.
Okay. Sorry.
Guys, welcome everybody back. To Brooke and Connor, make a
podcast.
I feel like it has to. It's just been 1 week.
Yeah,
we came in yesterday to get some filming done, and then it's raining in California for once in a harvest moon, and it was blood moon last night. By the way,
what exactly does that mean?
The moon is red.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Maybe
well, it was
I
raining
look.
All night.
Uh huh.
So you couldn't see it, which is a bummer. But yeah. I did put a crystal out in the moonlight.
Good.
Again,
I've got to charge mine.
Again, because placebo, that's fine.
Oh,
they could be
100%.
Like, you'd have to put it up your ass, unfortunately. I'd be like,
Yeah.
As long as it'll do what? And they're like, oh, it'll just do all the stuff you want to happen is going to happen now. I'm like, okay, great.
That is truly
enough. Let me put it in my butt.
Yeah.
I also put a glass of water out last night, as it, like you would do for Santa with cookies.
Right.
But it's just a glass of water for me to drink. That's going to be
charges good energy.
Yeah, but then, this is wild to say out loud. They said that I need to read my manifestations off to it.
To the glass of water.
And then drink it.
Perfect.
I just read my to-do list off to it because I really got to get that thing done.
Sometimes that's all you can do.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, this is, it's just simply like, fold that laundry, baby.
You know how I've been holding myself accountable for tasks recently? I've been posting on my Instagram stories.
I've noticed.
And being like, I'm going to the gym. And then it's like, I have to go to the gym because I told everybody I was going to go to the gym. And then I post a follow-up photo of me at the gym because it's like, it would be horrifying, mortifying, embarrassing if I didn't go. So that's really helpful. I should post that I'm going to call the dermatologist. I should do that right now, but I'll do it after.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I'm envious that you stick by your word. Because
I have to.
So many people are like, hey, how's hard 75 going? I'm like, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
What is hard 75? I've been seeing a lot about it.
I think it's when you take one of those gas station boner pills and have to call a doctor.
They have those?
Oh my God, they have those. Yeah. We used to do some crazy stuff in college.
With the gas station boner pills?
Yeah, you betcha.
Have you had one?
Yes.
What was it like?
A boner.
For too long?
While. Yeah.
What do you think would happen if I took one?
You would probably get a boner.
Uh-huh.
Somehow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd have to go to the hospital. But who knows with me?
You're supposed to
go. I could use Zocdoc for that.
Zocdoc. This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc.
Yeah.
Got a boner for 4+ hours?
ZocDoc.
Wait another 30 minutes and then download the ZocDoc app.
Ooh, there was something that I was about to call poison control for the other night. But, oh. It's actually, like, not funny. It's, like, scary.
Okay. So just know that when Brooke says this thing that may come off as scary to y'all, it's funny to us.
No, it was just like, I was just panicking.
Oh, because I just didn't want one of those things where it's like, that is actually really concerning and sad.
Yeah,
like,
that is my least favorite thing about the internet is when you kind of try to unload your trauma through like posting about it and reclaiming it as funny and being like, look, this is funny. And people are like, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Are you okay?
Ooh, hope you
feel
better.
Not looking for that at all. Just looking for a ha ha ha.
You know what made me feel better? 1,200 shares and some laughs.
Yeah, exactly.
From, you know, some interaction.
Hell yeah, Con. But what happened, I was using Drano in my sink as well as my bathtub, and it got on my hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then I immediately stuck my fingers in my mouth.
What did it taste like?
I tasted it, like, which was the concern.
Yeah.
And then I Googled what happens if you drink Drano. Organs are going to melt. So imagine my shock and horror. Turns out it was not an amount that would do that.
They should make
but really scary.
Human Drano.
To melt your organs?
No, just to like
get all the toxins out? Yeah. I think that's an enema.
We can't do an enema conversation again.
Okay.
Back to back.
Did we have one last
week? Yeah, we did. The jet ski that went up my ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're so right. It's hard to keep track.
It is hard to keep track.
Of shit fart conversations shit fart. We have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, happy voter day yesterday. We were here yesterday and we were going to talk about it then, but now it's like tomorrow.
Right.
From that. But hopefully everybody got to get out and vote
for all of us.
There was a 25-year-old that got elected. And I've said for so long, I'm like, okay.
Isn't that illegal?
No, it's 35 for presidents.
Oh.
What's his name? I'm actually going to make sure that I'm not spreading.
What state?
Florida.
Forgive my ignorance.
Florida.
Okay, that checks out completely.
Yes, Maxwell Frost. Also, great name.
Yeah.
Maxwell Frost.
Maxwell is so... Like, I've never met a Maxwell that goes by Maxwell. I've just met Max's. Maxwell is, more of you Max's should start going by Maxwell, even if that's not on your birthday.
Lie about it.
Like, that is an incredibly sophisticated name.
Maxwell Frost.
That is really good. What does he stand for?
He's great.
That's great
news. I read through some stuff last night, but the coolest thing to me, he's in Florida, but... which is great for Florida.
Maybe I'll see him when I go visit Mama and Pop over the holidays.
Maybe. The coolest thing is he's like Gen Z.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
I wonder what his first act will be.
Can we scroll down? I read a bunch of people yesterday. I get them confused. Let's see. Frost was heavily favored to win the Orlando-based seat, which is solidly Democrat. Why is my alarm going off for 9:44? Birth control. 19%. Okay, I'm not sure what his
title. Is he kind of like a congressman?
Oh, he's big in gun.
Gun control.
He's gonna revisit that reform. Yeah,
loving that
because he was a survivor of a
really
yeah
holy
an event.
Shit. Wow,
that's what it was. So. Nothing. No one better to be
really?
in a position
wow.
there. Gun control continues to be a top issue among young voters. Oh, there he is. In Newton,
Congress.
Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah.
So he was in.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So pretty cool. I mean, like, not the situation, but, like, pretty
whoa.
Cool. I think it's nice to have someone that isn't actively, needing to be potentially put in a home.
Yeah.
Like, in a place of power.
Yeah. Wow.
He's frontal lobe.
Fully
developed.
Yes.
Alzheimer's? No. So like
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
So, Alzheimer award?
What? I don't know. You get what I'm saying.
No,
he's
I
just
totally
not an
do.
Old oldie. He's not an oldie.
And not
but
to be ageist, because would never be.
I just think that if they're allowed to
it's
be,
it's nice to have one.
If they're allowed to be in office that early, put them in office that early. Yeah. They're fresh out of school.
Yeah.
They know all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're in touch with people.
Very cool.
Twitter could have been a really cool tool for him.
Yeah.
But now I don't know. But I thought, let's see what else I had to say.
Thank you for bringing that to
that was cool because before then I was like, we're in like a really cool position right now of like going backwards for some reason. And then I saw like it was
just
really
like baby steps forward.
Waking well, yeah, because so much that we were like voting on yesterday was stuff that
just like basic human rights
was already ready to go.
Yeah,
but I thought it was really funny seeing people like the Katy Perrys and stuff posting like L.A. has gone to shit, and I was like, don't you have like a $40 million home in Montecito?
Yeah,
like next to Prince Harry. Like,
sure.
I don't think that.
Although, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think like when they come out and then people are like, yeah, Katy Perry's voting for X. It's like, yeah, but Katy Perry doesn't have the same problems you have because she's not in your tax bracket because she has you don't have the same problems as someone who has a Las Vegas residency, you know? So you're the issues you're voting on are different.
But it's like,
even though she wore a cheeseburger costume,
but like she has, it's like good.
Yeah, it is good. I don't know.
You know,
that was just caught in my eye.
Yeah,
but I think that was like a good outcome. I guess a lot of like people actually went out, like Gen Z people went out and vote.
That's great. Yeah. Your voice matters, everyone.
We've chosen to grab these mics and really
and really
drive that
make
point
a difference by talking about jet skis via enema
into my
enema butt. Via jet ski rather into asshole feature. Yeah. Featuring Katy Perry. Do you want to tell everyone what you learned?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We got some comments on the close friends thing last week, and
really quick aside is if you want to join the close friends Instagram story, because there's been a lot of confusion around that. Once you subscribe to close friends, in the description of the close friends episode there's a Google sheet that you have to fill out. So just subscribing to close friends isn't enough. You have to fill out the Google sheet as well. Sorry if that was confusing. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's good to say, because we kind of were going ham city on the close friends on Instagram the other day. It's so easy.
We were talking about White Lotus because we said we would talk about that in the close friend story. Didn't touch
we
it.
We forgot.
Completely forgot.
We forgot. But we got a bunch of comments on the close friends episode bonus content on tmgstudios.com. tmgstudios.tv. Sorry. Jesus.
It's okay.
And one of the comments was that Claire said, I'm once again asking Connor to learn what bury the lead actually means. I was wrong.
Don't
even read the definition. I'm thinking bury the lead means like she grabbed the end of my story, the punchline, and kind of dug a little hole and kind of put the lead there and then covered it in dirt.
Well, wouldn't I be pulling it out?
And showing it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the people. No, it, I don't even know when it, I thought lead means L-E-A-D, which I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Doesn't.
It's L-E-D-E. Bury the lead. Okay, here's the definition is fail to emphasize the most important part of a story or account. I thought it means you took the lead, the thing, and then just blew up the spot.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. So you couldn't have been using it more incorrectly
bury
if you tried.
Lead is L-E-D-E.
So what you're trying to say is you stop taking my punchline.
So bury the lead for me would mean
spoiling,
like...
spoiling, rather.
I didn't even say the punchline.
Yeah.
Or like I didn't deliver.
Yeah.
So what is L-E-D-E? What is an L-E-D-E?
Sound system.
Is the opening sentence or paragraph of a news article.
It's too much.
Okay, so I'm redefining bury the lead and the end is going to
be reclaiming?
L-E-A-D.
Yeah.
I'm reclaiming that as my own. And
reclaiming and redefining.
Yeah.
And reshaping, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to continue to say that, and it is...
Just know it's spelled differently.
Just know it's bury the lead, Connor's version.
Bury the lead, negative connotation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Stick it to the man.
Yeah.
I'm not subscribing to...
L-E-D-E.
Archaic versions of sayings. We are treading our own path. And that's all I had there. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
I didn't know what it means.
And for your bravery.
It's okay to admit when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm not proud. I have no pride.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, how was your weekend? on this fine Wednesday.
Good. I went to Zach Brown Band with TK.
I don't think I know any song by them.
You do. Little bit of chicken fried.
Mm-mm.
Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans that fit just right.
No.
And the radio. Yeah, you do.
On that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think
yeah,
I do.
That one. And then you know a bunch more, but I'm not going to sing it. But
okay.
They did, I guess one of the guys in it, sorry, bummer, he is ALS, he just found out.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept having to take breaks for him. But in the breaks,
I've always
normalized breaks.
Normalize breaks.
Well, he does have ALS.
I know.
Well, so.
I know.
Okay. But they would play covers.
I'm saying if we normalized breaks for everyone, it would be just like, you wouldn't have even had to say like, oh, he did have to take breaks. It would just be a given.
Right. Well, again, he has ALS.
No, I know.
Okay. Well,
I'm standing with him, not against him.
Mm-hmm. As a part of the taking breaks community.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, but they had to take breaks. So they'd bring out the opener to play covers and yes, normalize breaks, but normalize playing covers at a band's
I love
thing.
Covers.
It switches up your vibe. They did Michael Jackson. They did
Ooh.
Talking Heads. They did, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural
Very good
Woman.
Song.
And they like
good song.
The backup singers all got like their own song that they sang to the whole crowd. Bone chilling. It was great. And there was like a group of 16. Oh, there was a group of 16-year-olds that were like mosh pitting the whole time. They loved Zach Brown Band so much. I would say go see them if you have not. Even if like you know one or two songs, the concert was so high energy. And fun. It was a blast.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks. And then Saturday.
Do you like going to concerts where you don't know the songs?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. Have to know every song or I'm not really interested.
I don't mind that because I think if I go with someone that really likes it and they just need someone to go, I always mm-hmm. But then after that, went to Alexander 23 on Saturday night. There was
Who's
a
that?
Bunch of people there. He tours with like Chelsea Cutler a lot.
I wish I knew better. Like, I wish I had better music, not taste. I think I have fine taste, but just like exposure almost. Like, I wish I would listen to new people. I just listen to the same shit over and over and over and over and over again.
That's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. So I went there. I was going to go to a show. He messaged me. He was like, come to the, he's playing at the Wiltern, which is like a really
Alex
cool.
Alex 23 messaged you?
Yeah. Alexander 23.
Sure.
And he said, come to the show. I said, okay. I had no plan Saturday, which is cool. I love when that happens. And so I went in. I didn't realize it was going to be like a bunch of people were there. Tana Mojo was there. Like a bunch of our friends. Jeremy Zucker was there. I'm trying to think who else I saw. Emmy Hartman was there.
Oh.
Ran into a bunch of people, and then one of our other friends was like, are you at the Wiltern? We're at S.G. Lewis, down the street. And I go, I love S.G. Lewis. He's a DJ. So it was like a definite vibe switch. Oh my God. I saw a bunch of other people that I just remembered at that show. But
do you want to?
So it's fine. But we go down to S.G. Lewis, and we're in the crowd, like kind of jumping around. It was mm-hmm. really fun. If you saw me there, I was very high energy. Don't say a word. It was just I was actually like jumping around, dancing and stuff. It was
nothing wrong with that.
But ended up like knowing someone on like behind him on the it's a DJ set, so mm-hmm. like there's people behind the DJ, and they're like, "Oh, come up, whatever." We had like a group of friends with us, and we go up and are like standing behind and met a couple of the managers of S.G. Lewis. And talking to them, whatever, and I like had a couple drinks, and I thought it would be so funny. You know how DJ sets, how people like hold up phones and they're like, they do.
Yeah,
like,
I do that with 3090, and yeah. Randomly no one plays it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'm behind him. I'm behind the DJ.
Yeah.
Like
VIP
touching,
access.
Touching his show.
Uh-huh.
And I put play Taylor Swift uh-huh. on my phone, and I did this to the crowd, which I thought would be just the funniest thing ever. It
that sounds funny.
I thought it was funny
because yeah.
I was thinking, oh, this will be like a funny, if people share this.
Also, if yeah, just the photo of that.
Where he's spinning tracks and I'm like this, holding it to the ground, yeah. Play Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that'll land, huh?
So the managers weren't pleased
uh-huh.
with how,
so
I was, how I was acting behind
so,
him.
So random.
I got one of these. Like, act like you've been here before uh-huh. things. And I go, yes, good idea. So I stopped. But I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I think that's funny as well.
Anyone got a photo of that?
I would have been laughing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. And then Sunday I went to a Lakers Lakers game.
Oh, how was that?
Oh my God, I forgot I did that. It was crazy. My friend had his parents had tickets and they weren't going, so he was like, "Do you want to go?" And
yeah.
We were right next to LeBron James. I could smell him.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know if I've ever been to a basketball game. I think I've been to one Sixers game when I was in second grade, but I think I would actually be able to enjoy that because that game seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you got to just get down.
Get it in the hoop. Football, it's no matter how many times someone explains that to me. Why are you laughing?
I just opened my drink and I went to drink my mic. Go ahead, sorry.
It's just no matter how many times somebody explains football to me, I'm not going to get it. It's long division. Don't stop trying. Futile. But basketball seems kind of straightforward. I'd be interested in going to a game.
Basketball.
Hmm.
There's four quarters.
So shorter.
Lots of breaks.
I love breaks.
But
there's shows in the, dancing.
Yeah, something I'll never do is if my seat gets picked and I have to make X amount of free throws,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that.
What do you mean?
In front of everybody. There's they pick people out of the crowd to go, we're going to give you a free 3-night stay at this place and you just have to make these. No one makes them. And I'm just like, and then they're like, okay, well, congrats. You get this cup and a t-shirt. And it's like, obviously you weren't going to make 10 free throws in a mm-hmm. row. And now you've got a cup and a t-shirt and mm-hmm. you're going to walk through the crypto.com arena back up to your seat knowing that I guess it's kind of cool.
That reminds me.
Good confidence.
My high school, my senior year, decided to start a student teacher basketball game where they picked a handful of the teachers and a handful of the students to play basketball for the entire school so the entire school could watch. And it's just that kind of situation. It's I know they're going to pick me because it's imagine not of course they're going to pick me
because
they move forward with picking
yeah.
me. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously a really hard experience
sure.
all for everyone yeah. involved. I was benched randomly. So it's why bench me if you're going to pick me? You picked me because you want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When you put me on the field.
You're benched holding up your play 3090.
So why are you what's the point of me just sitting on the field? You know?
Well,
so,
the point is that you got up and you did it. I would have faked an injury.
Oh, no. That was really tough.
How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went to Vegas for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. I don't really know. It was a very last minute thing. Our friend Tristan was doing a brand deal with Groupon.
Ooh.
And they
I
have
always
like
forget about Groupon.
They presented him with a list of 20 experiences. And they were like, are any of these experiences jumping out to you as something you'd want to do? And so Tristan said, sure, I'd be interested in an escape room in Los Angeles, bowling in Los Angeles, or as a joke, he was and you can also send me and my friends to Vegas. And then Groupon came back and was like, yeah, any of those are fine. And so he was like, okay, I'll go to Vegas.
Thinking and they're going to be
thinking they'd be like, no.
Oh, we missed that?
Yeah. And they were like, okay, here's a hotel room. So very last minute, he found this out Thursday. So last minute on Friday, we went to Vegas and I had never been. And I was nervous because I'm, usually requiring to be in corner bed latest, if I'm going out 12 midnight, but surprise, surprise, I was out till 5
in the morning
a.m.
Whoa.
PDT. And it was because of me, because I could not get myself away from the blackjack table that we were out that late. And then I never went to bed. That was my first all-nighter because I had 4 espresso martinis and Tristan snoring that kept me up. However, the next 36 hours, I was unconscious once we got home.
It catches up with you.
But man, do I love Vegas.
That's crazy.
Never going back.
Yeah.
Ever. Had a blast. Truly.
Quitting while you're ahead.
Yeah. I love gambling. I lost $200, mm-hmm. but I really didn't lose because I was playing blackjack for 4 hours. So that was Like, I was in it for that long. Like, I had won, then I lost, then I won, then I lost. Right, it's not like I sat down and lost it all away.
Yeah.
I played, I basically played 4 divided by 200. No. 200.
Divided by 50. Four.
I paid $50 an hour to sit at the table. What more could you want? There was a small issue. There's a lot of, like, creepy, gross men in Vegas. That was, like, the majority of the population at the casino that I was noticing. And they were...
Vegas is like, a nice area for them to all get together.
Yeah, it's, like, it's a convention of sorts. They deserve a space to gather.
Yeah, that's
just like we all do.
There's no lights because they would normally hang out in an area of a club or bar where there were no lights. But the nice thing about Vegas is they just turn all the lights on.
Yeah.
So that those men can enjoy being vampires.
Awesome. Yeah. Happy that they have the space to do that. And all these creepy old men were coming up to my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I obviously immediately brought to tears because the creepy old men didn't want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I was getting upset because... I want some attention as well.
Yeah.
So I decided, you know what? Stop being yourself for a second. Enjoy the night. So I found myself at the blackjack table with this man, Darren, for 4 hours, having a blast with Darren. Darren was getting a massage from this woman. He was also losing $1,000 USD.
Mm-hmm.
He had lost 2,000 the previous night.
Yeah.
Having a blast with Darren. Then at the end, Darren says, let's get a picture. Darren scoops me up in his arms, kind of cupping my left breast, if you will.
Darren
turns out,
style.
I was with my creepy old man the whole time. He was right next to me and I had no idea.
Sometimes.
So it's when you stop looking, you find what you want. And I'm going to insert some pictures of me and Darren here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you stop looking. And that's the moral of the story.
Sometimes the creepy old man is
right
where you least expect him.
At the blackjack table getting a massage.
Yeah.
And I would have never known until he picked me
up.
Wow. Yeah. And he's my phone background as well. Oh, sorry. I have so many texts and message people wanting to get into contact with me.
Yeah.
This is kind of me and Darren and my friends after blackjack here.
Hey, Darren. I saw your story and you called him Darren on one slide and then Daryl on the next slide and then Darren on the next one and then Daryl again. So I wasn't sure. I'm glad you cleared
it. It was a combo of genuinely kind of forgetting for a second.
Big D.
Espresso martines. But yeah, it's Darren.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would put 90%
okay.
of my chips, of my blackjack chips. By the way, the dealers don't like it when you fuck around with them.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Like they want you to know what you're doing. Oh, sorry, excuse me, it's my first time. I'm a Vegas virgin.
They don't have bunny slopes.
They don't know. There's no bunny slopes. No. You're expected to go in. Like when you touch the chips.
Oh
my God. When you touch the chips and it's not a chip touching time, like you might as well have killed the dealer's entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is an insane reaction.
They don't play games.
No.
You know what? You're not gonna catch me. You're not gonna catch me sitting down at a table in
really?
Vegas. Nope. I don't like losing money.
Oh. I love gaming.
Yeah, I don't like losing money. I don't like sitting in one place for too long. I'm over at the dueling piano bar.
The dueling piano bar?
Yeah, bitch.
What's that?
There's two pianos next to each other facing each other. They're dueling.
Oh, damn.
They're playing one song here, and then one person, you know, wins the duel.
I did. Oh, very cool.
It looks like this, and it's in almost most of the casinos have a dueling piano area. I prefer this area. People are there to see the dueling pianos.
Whoa.
They're going head to head. It's a modern day duel.
That's awesome.
Via music and keys. And you can like kind of suggest whatever songs you want. I can't believe you've never been to a dueling piano.
Well, I've only been to Vegas once.
Well, no, these are everywhere.
Oh.
I'm sure there's one in LA.
Okay. That can be a segment.
Los Angeles dueling piano bar.
One day.
Let's see. Oh, Ticklers. Oh, that's in New Orleans. Oh. I was going to say that sounds fun.
I don't think that there is one in L.A.
Tramp Stamp Grannies.
Do you know what Tramp Stamp Grannies is?
What?
That's Darren Criss's piano bar. You know who Darren Criss is, right? Glee. Can you guys pull up Darren Criss? You'll know him.
Glee. Like,
I
Glee.
You know, Darren Criss?
I don't know who this is.
Anyway, Tramp Stamp Grannies, he was like one of my biggest tier ones of all time.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm sure not surprising looking at him. But he was also in a Harry Potter musical. Come on, Con.
Brooke, it's okay that I just...
Damn. That's his bar. I've actually never been, but if I ever go and he's there, it would be like... You would be able to hear me screaming from wherever you live in the United States or abroad. You would probably be able to hear my voice.
Nice.
Yeah. A Harry Potter musical was a powerful, 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 powerful musical.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Well, it was when he was in college, him and his theater troupe, the University of Michigan, put on a musical of Harry Potter. And Connor, it just blew took the world by storm.
That's crazy to hear. Like,
it went viral.
Last...
And he was cast in Glee because of a Harry Potter musical.
It's crazy to hear. Even, you know, sometimes when you're not looking for the last thing you'd ever do, you find it.
Wow.
And it would be me watching that on YouTube.
That is an incredible thing to be able to be sitting here with you today as two completely different species.
That's great. Yeah. I actually, it's a dichotomy of sorts.
You can't find another one like it.
No.
No.
And you know who else you can't find another one like?
Who?
That crazy bitch that lives on my wherever she lives and screams at people when she runs. And boy, oh boy, do I have an update for you, Brooke.
Yeah.
Someone DM'd us and said, oh, I know this woman. She yelled at me today. And we have a video that got sent in of this girl filming this woman. The woman, if you don't remember, this woman like runs in my neighborhood and just tells people to fuck themselves and tells people that like she's going to kill them, but not actually kill them. Actually, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That's the other guy who said, oh, I'll get to that after this too.
Okay, perfect.
Anyways, she's just yelling obscenities kind of all the time, but there's a lot to be said. Anyways, here's a video clip of her. By the way, she's a fucking athlete, this
she
woman.
She is fast.
She is it. She's crazy, and she doesn't stop. Okay, here she is.
I'm a fat girl.
So she did move forward with calling the girl who filmed this fat girl.
Is she talking to the girl who's filming or a third party?
I think like it kind of seems like she gets one saying in her head, and that's for that block, it is that saying. For my block, it was gay boy.
Yeah.
For this girl's block, apparently it was fat girl.
I'm so curious. That's like a very BuzzFeed quiz. Like, what would this lady call you? I'm very curious.
Are you fat girl? Are you gay boy?
Or are you completely something new?
A third
only can come
option.
From her. I'd like to be in her presence.
I'd like to
see.
I'd like to have her here.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I think that would be.
I think she would beat the shit
out
of you.
Thank God we don't have HR.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling she would beat the shit out of you.
Hey, I would not fight back.
I could see her scratching, too. She seems like a scratcher.
I'm really glad we have this video because sometimes your stories, I'm like, okay, there's no way
that
you're telling the truth. That really is validating for you.
I also wanted to say the other day, I'm getting like a lot of endearing people that want me dead recently.
Aww.
And one of them is this guy right next to this place where I got a smoothie bowl this weekend. And he's sitting there on the bench, and I kind of walk by. He's staring at me, and I can feel him staring at me because he's making it very, he's like got his neck out, kind of. And I was like, did my white person like kind of smirk and nod?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do in grocery stores when you're in the same aisle as somebody.
Yeah.
And I did that to him, and he goes, I could kill you if I wanted to. And it was weird because I was having a thought about like, wow, it is a gorgeous day. I'm so lucky to be out here. I'm like, I'm thankful to be here. And then he goes, I could kill you if I wanted to. And I'm like, well, thank God you don't want to today. Because like, I was just thinking how awesome the day is. So I was actually kind of thankful he said it because I took a step back and I go, huh, I'm so thankful that you don't want to kill me today because I know that you could kill me if you wanted to. Like I said,
that is crazy that you to think like someone could kill you if they wanted to.
And he kinda,
at any point.
He kind of put things in perspective. I was like, you could if you wanted to. Then thank you for making that not today. Yeah. So I kind of had my acai bowl and I kind of had a new lease on life after he said that he could kill me in cold blood with his bare hands. You know, so it was kind of a good way to go into the rest of my Saturday. Just with a new perspective.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Incredible. Sometimes it takes a direct threat on your life in broad daylight to make you
totally
kind of take a
deep
breath.
Well, I'm happy you're here and
alive
to tell the tale.
Here.
Speaking of being alive.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about my doctor's appointment.
Yeah. You went to the doctor.
Well, yeah. Well, this is kind of like it's been a long time coming because I think it was like 2 months ago at this point. I think I talked about it on here, but like really, really convinced myself that I was like terminal, like dying, because I had a bump in my armpit. And I was like, that's the telltale sign of death. And it went away.
Yeah.
But even though it went away, like I like still like had this like, I'm like, life is like slipping through my fingers, and I was really like depressed and upset, which is awesome, by the way, because I didn't know that like I had that much of a will to live. So I'm very excited to know that like I care about my life in that capacity. Great. So that's an exciting thing to learn about yourself. But I was just like really like depressed. And like to my therapist, I was like, I'm dying. I feel like I'm sick, like something's wrong. Like I'm I'm tired. Like I have no energy. And she's like, okay, like you're depressed. You're not dying. And I was like, no, like I really, really am dying. And I was like, so like the past 2 months, I've just been like so low energy and depressed because I've convinced myself I was dying. So I went to the doctor. Finally, after making the appointment with the initial armpit bump, they said, we can get you in February. And I said, I'll probably be dead by then. Is there anything you can do for me earlier? So they were able to get me in 2 months from then. So finally, that was last week. Went, got my blood drawn. Turns out, nothing life-threatening.
Yeah.
Like not, yeah, I'm not going to die.
Good.
Which is amazing. And immediately a switch, like, flipped. It turns out it was all in my head.
Yeah.
Like I feel completely fine now. Whereas this time last week, I would have like, eyes were closing, exhausted, feeling sickly. And now I feel like I could run the New York City Marathon. That is so scary how much control your brain has.
Oh, everything's mental.
It just like goes back to the placebo.
It goes back like, to the placebo. You could have a positive placebo.
So scary.
You have a negative placebo.
Like that is truly like I'm scared of how much power my brain has.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I was getting my blood taken, 50-50 chance if I'm going to pass out. When that happens, and TW, if you're squeamish with blood, I'm going to tell you about getting my blood taken.
There's a T at Ebbs, blood.
The doctor was like, "Do you faint?" And I was like, "Yeah, sometimes." So she laid me down, and you know how I don't know if you faint at all, but you know how doctors they try to distract you by talking to you, like while they're inserting the needle and drilling
and
your
blood.
And
they've met their match because you were like, I have a podcast. I know what you're doing.
No, not, yeah. I know what they're doing and they're, most of the time, it's.
That's like when they're trying to give a baby a shot and they, boop.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same kind of thing. So she like pulls my arm up, pulls my sleeve up and I have this, you know, I have my tattoo and she goes, oh, you have a tattoo. That's lovely. She's trying to stick the needle. I'm like, not wanting to talk at all. I just would rather do this in complete silence on my own through deep breathing techniques. She goes, wow, my sister-in-law has a tattoo on her back, but it got infected and then it kind of scabbed over. And then after the scabbing, it was like pussing a little. I'm like, are you absolutely kidding me? Right now, sticking this needle in this part of my arm, the armpit, that's what's so sensitive to me. It's like thin. Like that's what's going to make me nauseous. And then she goes, oh, shoot, your vein rolled. The second she said vein rolled, I'm unconscious.
You passed out?
Immediately. Like I was laying down, so I didn't faint, but like out of consciousness completely upon vein rolling after she was talking about the pus and the scabbing of her sister-in-law's tattoo on her back. So she was able to get me apple juice just in time for trying again on this arm, which did not have a tattoo. And I said, I think I just would rather do some silent deep breathing for this one. And then I was able to pull through. And then now my blood results, I love looking at those. Like I would do a whole podcast just like reading you my blood results. I'm sure you wouldn't be super interested, but like how cool is that? That they can like measure.
I've never done it. So.
You've never gotten your blood drawn?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, it's so cool to like see your cholesterol and like all those other things that happen in your body. Your
mine
glucose
would come back
level.
And they'd be like, oh, you're an empath. I think that kind of thing would like change my perspective too.
You know what's crazy? Mm. Having high cholesterol as a 26-year-old woman.
I think it's pretty easy to have high cholesterol based on like the foods that, and whatever. Yeah, genetic, but also like the foods that are easily like just like in front of us.
Yeah. Mine's genetic. And she also said I could do 200 hours of exercise a week to lower that if I want. And I said, oh.
Is there 200 hours?
Pass. Like, that's an insane amount of exercise.
There isn't 200 hours in a week. Or was she exaggerating? Or were you exaggerating?
Minutes. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
But that's so, that's more than 2 hours a week.
Huh. No, that's about 2 hours.
No, 60 plus 60.
That's about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Over the course
that's
of 7 days.
That's insane. When you think about the fact that like a good exercise routine is like, I do 30 minutes, like three or four times a week is what I aim for. That's not even 200 hours, minutes. Like, she's being ridiculous. Sorry. That's not, that's like a triathlon person.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, they say like you're supposed to get like 30 minutes a day. What's 30 minutes times five?
I think the 30 minute thing was like the Michelle Obama era of like, please stand up just in at some
point. No, because when you think about 12:30, which is like a powerful exercise, which by the way, I've been doing that wrong.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to hold on. No wonder I could do it. I like
something,
over 1 second yesterday. I almost dropped it.
Something to look forward to, though. Yeah. Then now you can see progress. That's cool.
Yeah, that is going to be
like
cool.
And like the strength.
Yeah.
Of, is it core muscles that those work? The 330,
core, 40?
Core,
leg.
40, 30, 20?
I call it 30-90.
30-60-90.
30-90. Due to the hit song, 30-90.
Yeah, I've heard about that
by
a couple
Andrew
times
Garfield
today.
On Tick, Tick, Boom soundtrack. But that's like, if you think about doing the 30-90 four times a week, that's not even as many minutes as the doctor told me to do, and that's great. That's a great workout.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I'm
whatever you're having, whatever,
yeah,
whatever
just,
you're
I'm just saying
up.
That's ridiculous to recommend 200 minutes for my cholesterol. By the way, if anyone has high cholesterol, I would recommend you not do 200 minutes of working out.
Don't go to her doctor.
No.
Just
like, don't tell me what I don't want to hear. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Yeah.
like, I'm paying you via in Blue Cross Blue Shield California to tell me what I want to hear, and that wasn't it. You know, you have nothing to say.
No, I can't. I'm
you think I should work out 200 minutes?
No, I'm just not going to argue with a doctor. Like, I don't want to give you. I'm not in a place to give anyone advice.
That is actually insane that I come out of the doctor and she didn't know what she was talking about because she's telling me what I don't want to hear. That's like an insane personality trait that I have. And I don't want to fix it.
Okay. Let's talk about the lottery.
Okay.
Wait,
I had there's other things on the notes app that are good. Do you want to go right to the lottery?
Well, we talked about so much random shit.
Oh, okay.
We got to talk about some stuff that has transpired. I think like something pertinent, like obviously the Elon Musk thing. I have such like an interesting thing, and I hope no one's already said it.
Okay if somebody else has said it because they haven't said it. Exactly,
I know
what you're going to say.
We both get so annoyed when someone has a thought that is almost verbatim from this podcast. By the way, we have eyes on you.
The worst is when we record like a few days in advance before our podcast goes out, and then in the time that we're waiting for the podcast to go out, somebody publishes a podcast that says the same thing we've already said but hasn't been released.
There's been people that take full blown, like verbatim, a sentence we've done and made a skit around it,
that
and I'm
frustrating.
Like. We follow you on everything, and we see that you follow us.
It's okay.
Anywho, okay.
What is that saying?
Flattery is the term.
No. About like comedians.
No, it's artists.
Good artists.
Copy, great artists steal.
Yeah.
So we follow a bunch of great artists, apparently.
Yeah.
But if I'm stealing from someone now, this is unintentional. But Elon Musk is banning people for impersonating him only 6 days after making comedy legal on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I saw he did that to Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin, who's, I think she's annoying, but Griffin.
Is she the one that got like full canceled for the
beheading Trump? Yes,
yeah.
I
get confused between her and a lot of other
Reba
Griffins.
Oh, Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got on her deceased mom's Twitter account, which is still active.
Yeah,
and
no, of course she did.
Hashtag free Kathy from the bounds of being in Twitter jail, which is, we've all been there. But
I just think this is funny because once again, Elon is climbing the ranks on my loser list, which is a list I have in my phone, which I'm not going to ever read out loud because I think a lot of people would be very offended. Uh-huh.
Who's number one?
Let me look. Oh, Tom Brady is number one right now.
Really?
Yeah, but there's
why is he above? You know, I like cannot say Elon's name. Like, it takes me a minute to think about it because I want to say like Alana, Elon,
is
Ellen.
There?
Ellen.
Just like,
why is he above Elon?
He recently climbed up there.
Because of his lip kissing?
No, no. Oh my God, no. He's just like becoming, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's like a gut thing okay. for me. There's some people that don't even get to be on the list. Ellen doesn't get to grace the loser list because
really?
She's so far gone. Yeah. There's a lot of people walking a fine line. One of them you're really not going to like. I can't even say it.
Is it Harry? Connor. Connor, you...
I'm sorry.
Like, that's...
that's why I'm not going to share it out loud.
What? It's one thing not to like him, which it makes no sense, but to put him on your loser list?
It's not on the loser list. He's walking a fine line.
That's the name of his album.
Then he's gracing the tier of
no,
his
it's
list.
No, it's not. Is it?
I don't know. Anyways, Elon Musk is now banning people who are impersonating him. So, like, people, you have to explicitly say, like, this is a parody account if you're going to make fun of someone, which is funny because that was, like, his whole thing against the, like, whatever free speech. And you know what it reminded me of?
What?
Remember when Neville bought iCarly because the domain went up for sale?
And they'll rue the day.
And they'll rue the day.
Yeah.
And, like, he was just this big, like, loser that didn't have any friends. And
well, he just wanted a kiss. Who could blame him?
Do you think that Elon is following Neville Papperman's footsteps?
Elon Musk just wants a kiss from Hank Green.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, he just wants a kiss from Hank Green, probably.
Guys, I randomly have to pee my pants. Hold on. It's just a break. Normalized breaks. I'm coming back. We're not going to bonus episode yet.
No problem.
Okay, one sec. Do you want to like lead them through?
I feel like that's your thing.
Lead them through like a meditation. Or something. Wait, did you have any? Did you? Come on.
Don't you want to? I don't want to tell any of the stories. Of course, you would want to be here for those.
What stories?
I don't know. But of course, you would want to be here for anything I say. Yeah. Let me look at my.
Why don't you intro Rotisserie Chicken Man?
No, I want to do that with you. Okay, just like we can just take a break. Let me see if I've got anything for you guys. I'm really bad at guided meditations. I would give myself the ick if I did that. But I do want to note, I guess when Connor comes back, he wrote in our shared notes app, is it bad that I drunkenly asked a friend that's a doctor to do a physical on my balls to check that lump? Oh, and they did it. Okay. Interesting. I'm really looking forward to hearing about that when he comes back. What else do we have in here? Connor just wrote hibernation in all caps. Okay, perfect. He also just wrote Mindy. So that's interesting. He also wrote sneezing, ... homeless man tried to kill me. We've heard about that. Mommies who microdose. I'm not sure what he means by that. This is the, we do want to get to the rotisserie chicken man. That is something we will be covering on this episode. I feel strongly about that. I think I've talked about blood etiquette. And getting blood taken. That's really. Oh, also, I saw this thing on TikTok that I haven't tried yet, but I really want to, where instead of using an ice roller, freeze a cucumber, because that gives you the benefits of an ice roller and also the vitamins or whatever, the nutrients, the benefits of the cucumber. So it's like, that's awesome. I would like to try that. I have a cucumber in my fridge. What else have I seen on TikTok this week? Let's check it out. Wow, I used to think I could never do a solo podcast, but I'm actually having a blast right now. Oh my God. I, for the first time, listened to the 1975 yesterday. I knew who they were before because of just like, being in my Tumblr era, you know, you hear the name Matty Healy, but I had never done a deep dive. And let me just say, I think I'm kind of embarrassed that it's taken me so long, so I'm not really going public with that information, but I think something bad is happening to me.
You're not going public with the information you just read to our...
Mm-hmm. I mean, public on my, like, on what social platforms. It's, you have to watch the pod to find out. I went full solo while you were gone.
Wait, what are you talking
about? Just, like, talking to myself.
Okay, did we have any more things on Elon and, like, the Twitter, the way that it's... Oh, yes, I did.
Well, he got
in
a fight with Hank Green.
I'm so sorry to rewind like this. I know he got in a fight with Hank Green, but they came out this morning saying that the blue checks, while they will be available to all...
Yes.
For a fee of $8 a month, they're now introducing an official badge that will go under your blue check for people that currently have blue checks. For an
extra fee?
No.
Free of charge?
No. This is the original purpose of the blue check was to, so you knew. So now there's two verified checks, one that shows next to your profile and replies, retweets, whatever. It means you're a Twitter blue subscriber. The other official one only like shows up on certain. So like,
so
does that make sense?
So like, if we're verified on Twitter now, do we get that official mark?
No, not all like public figures will get it. But like any, please note that Twitter will do lots of dumb things in coming months. We will keep. He is.
Elon said, please note Twitter will be doing lots of dumb things, or someone else.
No. Elon did say that. It sucks so bad because I'm seeing he's like the boss. It's like I'm the cool boss, but he's actually just like fucking everything up. Like it's really cringy to watch. That's why he's on the loser list.
Damn.
Yeah.
You really want to put Harry Styles on the same list as this man?
I didn't know. He's not on the same
list.
You said he's walking a fine line.
You're considering?
I don't want him to be on the loser list with Tom Brady. I mean, Elon Elon deserves to be on his own loser list, but he's... Oh, wait. Update just now. They removed the official thing.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, and okay. Elon responded, I just killed it.
Okay. I'm just like, this is why I just don't even engage, because it's like, time to just when it happens... That's when I'll believe anything.
It's nice to just take a look at that.
I don't need to be knowing one thing's going to happen. No, it's not. Blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, GWTF. Go with the flow.
Oh.
Negative connotation, though.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the rotisserie chicken guy.
Oh, I love him.
I love him.
The thing is, I'm not showing... Okay, introduce who he is and what...
Well, basically... There's this guy who's been eating a rotisserie chicken every day for about 40 days now. And he kind of came to be known because he was posting flyers in Philly. He's from Philly. And someone posted the flyer on Twitter. I was like, come watch me eat a rotisserie chicken for the 40th consecutive day of eating a whole rotisserie chicken. And P.S. this is not a party. And he ate this rotisserie chicken in like an abandoned lot. Walmart lot in Philly,
and on a
pier, and so many people showed up, and so obviously I'm head over heels in love with this man because he looks like Andrew Garfield. There's rotisserie chicken involved. That's like the perfect storm for me, and so I set my Hinge location to that abandoned pier in Philly just to kind of see if I could find him at all. No luck. I did ask Twitter if he was single. Someone said he's married, but I think they were fucking with me.
Well, I think that there's probably a lot. He's probably the most eligible bachelor in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Man.
He is an exemplary man.
You know that I've had this thing with rotisserie chickens for the longest time.
Yeah. Well, everyone loves rotisserie chicken.
I know. But my experience with rotisserie chicken is unique.
That is like... So, that is a powerful image.
This is someone running for Congress.
Yeah, he's leading a movement.
But he's not. Like, he is...
He's what the people need.
This is someone who should have disciples.
Yeah, he's
I'll
like...
I'll say it. Look at him like speaking to his disciples.
Look at it. That is literally like fully Jesus.
Yeah, and he's eating supper, and everyone's watching him turn a rotisserie chicken into an eaten rotisserie chicken for the 40th day. And you know what? Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, no eating. This man spent 40 days and 40 nights in Philadelphia eating a rotisserie chicken. I wonder if it was
the similarities
plain.
Are striking.
Uncanny.
And between the Bible and rotisserie chicken man. What's his name?
Alex.
That's a perfect name. Look at him. He looks like Andrew Garfield. Can we blow up that image? That's like insane. Can you pull up a picture of Andrew Garfield? I don't know if Connor knows what he looks
like. I do.
Pull up Andrew Garfield with beard, if at all possible.
Anyways.
And then kind of put them side by side because it's glaring.
I believe you because I do know what Andrew Garfield looks like.
Look at that. Like, yeah. Can you click on the third image? Are you not seeing an exact replica almost?
No, but that's what's cool is that the human experience.
That Connor.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm seeing a beard and a man with a beard.
It is identical.
Two men with beards.
That look the same.
Okay.
Crazy.
The human experience is so individual, and that's the cool part about it.
Sure, but this is feeling objective to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about before we head over to the bone?
Yeah, I want to go to Science Corner real quick.
Hell yeah.
Before we let people
No, that's
go.
Perfect.
Guys, I have a Science Corner experience today for us all to chat about. This is... Ooh, oh my God. This is what I want to end on because I'm sure I'm going to smell a gas leak like halfway through talking about
totally.
This. But I'm willing to go there for this because Science Corner was supposed to be the art of hibernation today. But that was such low-hanging fruit for me because I love hibernation and I'm not going to get into it.
All I know about hibernation really is the episode of SpongeBob where Sandy hibernates.
Yep.
How about you? That's where I learned about it.
I watched like one of those Planet Earth things on hibernation. Mm. But we'll talk about, let's do Science Corner hibernation next week.
Okay.
This week we have to talk about the fact that there was recently a Nobel Peace Prize awarded, which I don't think many people keep up with anymore because like there's
kind of
more fun things to pay attention to. This is the physics Nobel Peace Prize, so no one pays attention.
How many
to
are
this.
There?
This is like the VMAs of awards, I feel like.
Oh, that's a good
no
way
one
to put
really
it.
No one really pays attention. But basically this girl comes up to me at this event like 2 weeks ago and is like, we're having drinks, like no one, you know, a couple drinks, whatever. And she's really excited. She's like trying to find someone. I watched her kind of try to find someone to talk about. I heard her say quantum like several times. Quantum. And I'm
that's
like
a buzzword.
Yeah, that is like in one ear, out the other for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. Oh no. I'm like on her roster of people that she's gonna try to corner to talk about quantum. Now it doesn't even feel like a real word.
Yeah.
And I let her tell me this, and it did give me a panic attack, and I got up and walked away. But it was interesting, and I heard her say to her friend, do you think it was something I said? And little did she know it was actually something that she said that made me go full spiral mode. But basically, there was a physics Nobel Peace Prize award given to someone that made a discovery, a new discovery in quantum physics. And we have, I'm going to read through this thing and then explain how she explained it to me. But, okay, wait, can I read the, this is an article that we pulled up. I want to read the header, the title. It says, the universe is not locally real, and the physics Nobel Peace Prize winners proved it. Elegant experiments with entangled light have laid bare a profound mystery at the heart of reality. This is going to freak you guys out, okay?
Yeah.
So,
didn't understand what a liquid.
Okay, so basically, like, the we live in a simulation people are, like, kind of right. And the way she explained it to me while we're sitting at this party is that saying that says, if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, does it actually make a noise?
Yes.
They prove that it does not.
There's no way they could prove that.
Reality is based in consciousness. And if there's no one there to experience it, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Let's see if I explained that correctly.
No, those words sounded right.
And it's freaking you out?
No, it's just like that's wrong.
Can we scroll down to how they explained it? Let's see. So basically they said, one of the more unsettling discoveries in the past half a century is that the universe is not locally real. Quote, real meaning that objects have definite properties and independent observation, and apple can be read even when no one is looking. This is where we get to the tree thing. Local means objects can only be influenced by their surroundings and that any influence cannot travel faster than light. So investigations at the frontiers of quantum physics have found that these things cannot both be true. So instead, the evidence shows objects are not influenced solely by their surroundings, and they may also lack definite properties prior to measurement. So Albert Einstein said
really
to a
going.
Friend, do you really believe the moon is not there when you're not looking at it? Which is just like...
No, it's there. That's the whole point.
You can't... That's what...
You can't know. It's like Schrodinger's
that, like, you
cat.
Can't.
You yeah. know that one?
No, I don't.
Can someone look up Schrodinger's cat?
Schrodinger's.
Sorry. You don't know him, though.
I know his cat.
You just said you didn't.
I don't know him. I know his cat.
There, it's like, okay, wait, what's the, I gotta put my glasses on for this. This is quantum mechanics though, so you might not be as familiar with it as you are with quantum
physics. No, I'm more of a physics guy.
The paradox of quantum super, it's also quantum superposition. In the thought experiment, a hypothetical cat may be considered simultaneously both alive and dead as a result of its fate being linked to a random subatomic event that may or may not occur. I don't get it.
So,
but I don't get it, but I used to get it before I read that. Basically, there's a cat in a box, and before you open the box, the cat is alive and dead because both possibilities exist. Maybe. Should I call my dad? He used to explain it to me.
Sure, call your dad and have him explain to you Schrodinger's cat.
Okay.
I'm going to keep reading about this quantum thing really quick while we're on it, and you call your dad.
Okay.
Can we go back to that thing? Can we get, like, this for dummies thing? Like, this is, of course, deeply contrary to our everyday experiences. The demise of local realism has made a lot of people very angry and been widely regarded as a bad move. Yeah, because it's scary. No one wants to be scared. We just want to, like, go to Trader Joe's and watch... Love on the Spectrum.
Answer me.
I don't know. This happened to me when I was in jail.
No, he's not going to answer. But I think I was right about it being alive and dead at the same time. Because both possibilities exist when you don't open the box.
Yeah. But not if you can hear the cat meowing. It's definitely alive.
Dad?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm working. What's
happening? Oh, I have you on the pod. Is that okay? I have a question.
Sure.
Can you explain Schrodinger's cat?
I think Schrodinger's cat was a cat they put in a box. And I think the concept was if you didn't look at him, he would stay alive. But if you looked at him, he'd be dead. If it's something like quantum mechanics, that if you observe a state of something, it determines what that state is. But unless you look at it, it's not determined.
Why would he die when you look at him?
I don't know the physics behind it.
The quantum physics of it all?
Yeah.
I think, tell me if this sounds right, he can be dead and alive before you open the box. He is both dead and alive before you open the box because both possibilities exist. And then you kill him when you open the box.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't remember, but it's one of those.
Well, I remember you were telling me about that when I tried to write my young adult novel. Remember that?
Of course not.
Oh. You remember my Black Mirror idea? And you got me a recorder for Hanukkah because I was going to become an author like two years ago.
2 years ago? How about like 6 years ago?
No, that was right before I got a TikTok when I... Okay, whatever. We don't have to get into that.
All right.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'm so worried about him because he asked for my BetterHelp code.
Guys, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, BNCMAP, $20, or shoot, just listen to
the ad. So that did not make it any more clear.
No, so I'm understanding it's like quantum physics, stuff like that.
Oh my God, this is could not be more perfect. Hank Green explaining Schrodinger's cat. Let's play it. I love
him. Should we do it in Close Friends?
Yeah. Oh, damn,
We could dive into this in Close Friends.
Okay.
This is going to be easier to do.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, so now we have Hank Green explaining what I just tried to explain, which we should have just done first, because I'm sure he's just busting a nut over the fact that
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
Like, as much as I love Hank and John, sometimes I get more confused once they start talking because they're so smart that it's actually like, I don't understand. I don't even know any of the words that just came out of your mouth.
Well, let's see. This is a tough one, so let's see if he can do it.
And I want to try to explain it to you without lying.
If a tree falls in a forest.
That's not Hank.
Oh, wait. No,
oh,
that one.
That was a stitch.
That one could have worked, actually, because I bet that guy was going to dumb it down.
He's not available.
Can we do that one more time?
The Nobel Prize in Physics got announced today. And I want to try to explain it to you without lying.
If a tree falls in a forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? Is the moon really there if we're not looking at it?
Albert.
Does the simple act of observation influence or change the outcome? One card out of 78 different possibilities. All of these are different. Any of these can pop out. I'm going to focus on that one. I'm just going to observe the magician. I'm going to tap my heart into the present moment.
Was that a magic trick?
I don't know.
I kind of zoned out a little bit.
He just kind of just made it about himself and his magic.
I think that's why you just have to start with Hank.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm over it.
Okay.
Someone got a peace prize. They proved that... They proved the fact that the moon is not there if no one's looking at it. Slash, an apple would not be red if no one's looking at it. Slash, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, it would not make a sound. Because...
life is about perception.
No, exists. Yeah, perception. It's not real if no one's there. Like, it's not.
Okay, let's
be done. Let's go into the bonus.
Let's tie a bow on this. In the bonus, we will continue.
Yeah, if you
this
guys
discussion. I also do want to revisit my young adult novel because I know that existed and that felt really invalidating. So I know I have a Google Doc about my young adult novel.
Well, let's dive into that as well.
And we have to talk about White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus.
Okay.
Thank
you, guys.
Okay, we'll see you. If anyone knows any more about that, that would be helpful for Science Corner. And we're going to talk about hibernation in Science Corner next week.
Yes, yeah. I can't wait.
I can't either. Okay, bye.
Bye. Smooches.
Smooches. See ya.
This week on Close Friends.
Hank Green is wrong.
I don't think.
No.
He's never been wrong.
I don't want to play.
Just start playing.
I don't want to play.
Just start playing.
I'm not playing.
You're being stubborn.
I can't play because I think that you're wrong. God damn.
You're pissing me.
You know what's amazing? Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.